Netcasts you love.
From people you trust.
This is Twit.
Bandwidth for iPad Today is provided by CashFly at CACHEFLY.com.
Coming up, we've got tons of app updates and new apps, and everything's fresh and clean and I don't know.
Just pristine.
Yeah, it's just shiny and new.
Plus, Reader goes free. Facebook hates iOS. And we're going to learn how to talk a tone.
All that and pandas on iPad Today.
iPad Today is brought to you by Hulu Plus. Watch as many TV shows as you want, anytime, anywhere, on your devices. All streamed instantly to you. Visit HuluPlus.com/twit to start your free 2-week trial. That's HuluPlus.com/twit. And by 99 Designs, the world's largest online graphic design marketplace. 99 Designs connects businesses seeking quality, affordable designs with a community of over 200,000 graphic designers. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today to receive a free design consultation. That's 99designs.com/iPad today. And by Rackspace, the open cloud company. At Rackspace, build what you want, where you want, how you want it. All backed by their world-renowned fanatical support. Try it today. Download the Open Cloud at rackspace.com/open. Whoop-a-whoop-a-woo-woo-woo. Welcome to iPad Today, the show where we talk about one of our favorite devices.
Oh, my goodness, Leo. So I went to sleep last night. I do that most nights.
Newsflash!
But no... And I've said in the past before that I like to read my iPad. That's like the last thing that I do. It's like it's my best hour of the night. And I've been using my iPad mini because it's comfortable and it's
light,
easy to hold
small.
In bed. You know, I'm sort of propped up with a pillow. But last night I took the full-size iPad to bed. I don't know. I was feeling wild and crazy. And, I sort of like at some point fell asleep. And then I sort of like, the sheet kind of rolled over the iPad.
Uh-oh.
Nothing terrible happened.
Oh, good. Okay.
But today, this morning, I'm getting ready to come to work.
You can't find it.
I could not find it because I had forgotten our little roll in the hay last night. That's real. I mean, the iPad really rolled.
You and the iPad, not you.
Yeah, not you.
People don't understand that Sarah, and I don't know because I've never seen it, but is rumored to have a huge bed, just acres. And so it's easy to lose devices in the bedclothes.
Oh, yeah. It's like 16 basketball players could fit.
And
obviously,
have.
I've never tried.
Oh,
in theory.
I'm just
very,
teasing.
Very large people.
I am turning into a troll, so just ignore me.
Okay.
I'm in a trollish mood.
Are you?
But so what did you find? Oh, now see, this is what I have a fear of, is that you toss the covers in the air to make your bed, and the iPad goes, whew, flying with it.
Well, that's kind of, I'm surprised that I didn't, at some point, grab a pillow or something
and
have the iPad go flying into the wall. I was stressing though, because I was sort of like,
it's here. I know it's here.
Where is my iPad?
It's here somewhere.
Where is my iPad?
Oh no.
It was just under the sheets. Oh well.
Oh.
The trials and tribulations of sleeping with your iPad. Sometimes it gets lost in there.
I sleep with it every night, but I actually went out and bought bed lamps that have USB connectors, so I have chargers. So I know where my iPad is because I plug it in at night and I leave it there.
I
and my
usually do that too. I usually, because I've got an alarm clock.
You have
that
Renew alarm clock that docks the iPad.
And I kind of just, I usually just
But
set
you
it
were
up there.
Tired.
I was tired and,
You were sleepy.
Didn't brush my teeth, didn't dock the iPad.
Sometimes you like that, especially after 3 or 4 beat cocktails. That'll do it too.
Yep. Cocktails.
So you were up early today, though, watching the Facebook announcement.
Yeah. The Facebook announcement it's a combination of things. There is hardware and there is...
Well, everybody was saying there's a Facebook phone. I don't think that's really what the announcement is. Yes, HTC is making a phone called the HTC First.
Yes. And they can claim that they're first to have Facebook Home built in, which is really a layer of Facebook on top of Android.
It's not a launcher.
Yeah.
It's what Spring Board is to the iOS side, which is the thing that launches your apps.
Mm-hmm.
It's this new Facebook thing. And it can be added to a Galaxy. It can be added to the HTC One when that comes out. That's my next phone.
For anybody who's not familiar with those, you know, this Android devices.
But they're all Android.
And Facebook Home is coming to tablets. They said they're working on it. It should be available on a variety of tablets in the next 3 months, but not iOS.
No.
And when asked about it, it turns into, well, Android is open where iOS is not.
Right.
And in order to have that kind of integration on anything that's an iPad or an iPhone or whatever, they've got to become official partners with Apple. And that's not something that they've been able to achieve thus far. Although you do have more integration with Facebook than ever.
We kind of are official partners. I think it's really that only Apple allows Apple to do the kinds of things like modify the launcher
right. That
Android lets anybody do.
Yeah.
And so this is kind of what I expected. It's replacing the default Android launcher, as many of us do. I don't use the default Android launcher on any of my Android phones. I use something called Nova Launcher. People do this all the time. You don't have to root the phone. You don't have to jailbreak it. You can just use another launcher. Android's very easy. And so that's what Zuckerberg said. He said, this is a simple thing to do on Android, mm-hmm. almost impossible. I would say impossible for anybody but Apple to do on iOS. So if you're saying, oh gosh, I'd love this on an iPhone, I don't think you're going to see it.
No.
What we've got now is as much integration as you're going to see.
Yeah.
And they don't even have widgets on iPhone. I hope iOS 6 adds this.
Seven,
I mean. This is the ability to, instead of just icons, that's all the iPhone can do is icons. Mm-hmm. And Apple icons can have things like the date on them. I would love to see a feature where you could have something that's more than an icon with maybe, weather information or whatever on the desktop. You can do it in the notifications. That's about it.
Well,
so you're never going to see this kind of thing on an iOS device, I don't think.
Well, we have been hearing rumors of iOS 7 and how it may be different than what we understand to be the iOS experience. Obviously, iPhones and iPads, somewhat different, but iPad is the larger version of roughly the same thing. That Johnny Ive now, since he's working more closely with iOS 7, is making things look really different. And
Flatter.
Flatter.
No more, torn note pages.
Sure.
Leather stitching.
Yeah. So, depending on what your preference is, this could either be a good or bad move. But I think there's got to be more to it than just, the icons look a little different. There are less of...
Well, it's a challenge because one of the reasons people like the iPhone and like the iPad is because you can't cruft it up with things like Facebook Home. You can't make it all different. Apple controls very tightly the user interface. It's elegant. It's clean. It's simple. It doesn't change a lot. That makes it easier to use. You know what you're going to get. And I think that's a great path for Apple to continue to follow. So I wouldn't expect Apple to change things that much.
You know what's kind of fun with Facebook Home? And again, we were covering this live on TNT. Is the idea of chat heads.
And you tap somebody's head.
They actually,
if I wanted
them
to talk to you, I'd tap your face.
Yeah, right.
Which I've wanted to do for...
Assuming that the profile picture is close-up of someone's face, by the way. So, the chat head almost...
Oh, it could be other things.
You can make anything your profile picture, right?
Mm.
Yeah.
But it's public. You wouldn't really...
Right.
You wouldn't want it your behind.
But it's like, it's sometimes a chat body or, chat baby or whatever.
Baby, yeah.
But what's nice about that is the whole idea is that the chat heads kind of live on top of whatever app you might be using. I would love to see this in iOS eventually because right now it's like, if you and I want to SMS each other, well, that's an app. And it takes us out of whatever we're already doing so that we start talking to each other. Facebook's kind of like, hey, you're kind of chatting with somebody while you're doing other things.
Right.
So you shouldn't have to choose between apps. Like,
right.
If you want a message, great, but you're already probably using something else.
Well,
so
it's
an evolution, I think, of the app experience.
I pre-ordered the HTC One on AT&T. They're going to have it April 16th, and so I'll have it
the next day. The first?
The One. Now, the first is this one that will come out April 12th.
Yes.
But the One is the one that looks a lot like an iPhone 5. It's mm-hmm. aluminum, unibody. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful.
Yeah.
That will also be available with Facebook Home on it the day I get it. So I will bring it here with you, and we'll put it side by side with an iPhone, and
okay.
You'll be able to compare the two.
Good.
And see which you like better.
All right.
I'm actually excited about the One. I can't wait to get it. We'll see. My first reaction is nobody wants a Facebook phone, and I think that's true. But I think people do want a more capable Facebook app. That's not a bad thing.
I think some people probably do want a Facebook phone. I think we're used to, especially just because we cover so much, Facebook privacy issues and people who say, I don't like Facebook. And it's just, it's for old people and people with babies. And, maybe that's
people with babies.
Me thinking out loud.
Facebook, it's for people with babies.
For people with babies. babies who like taking pictures of their babies and showing them to me.
Or cats. How many cat pictures do you post? Lots?
Not that many, but I follow a lot of celebrity cats on their Facebook pages.
Right.
That is the single most important thing to me on Facebook.
Is
what Oscar the Blind Cat is doing.
I follow celebrity goats, so I'm not anybody to complain about that.
No, exactly.
Me and Buttercup. Mm.
I love Buttercup. I also follow Buttercup.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who doesn't?
Hey, so Leo.
Do you have any pandas?
Not yet. Will somebody send
Facebook
me links
pandas.
To celebrity pandas on Facebook that have, you know, over 10,000 fans, so Ling I know
Ling.
That they're legit.
Bing Bing.
Yeah, Ling ting, and Bing.
Yeah.
Bing.
Yeah.
So, Leo.
Yes, ma'am.
Have you been playing around at all with Vidyo, brand new service from the wonderful people at Ardio?
I actually have been waiting for you. Because you're an Ardio fan. Ardio is a music sharing service like Spotify, Moog, Rhapsody that you are a big fan of and have been for a long time. And I knew that when Ardio announced Vidyo, which is a video version, that you would be an early adopter. So you have it?
I do, yeah.
Oh, I can't wait to see it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
Now, it doesn't do live streaming, right? It does only do live stream.
It's basically...
They sell movies. How does it work?
Sell or rent.
So it's not live. It's not Netflix.
No.
It's more like an iTunes store.
It's exactly like an iTunes
store.
That's
interesting.
Now here's... I'm actually on kind of a weird page right now. I've got purchases. I haven't purchased anything yet. Well, that's not true. Maybe I got to sign in again. So I want to make sure that...
You do. Don't show her password.
Yeah, I don't have anything.
So that's interesting because I don't know if any company could have... more than iTunes has. It seems like Apple's made deals with all the studios that any show that you can rent or buy is already available on iTunes. And why would I want Vidyo if I've got iTunes?
So here's the thing. So I'm coming across sort of an interesting bug where it keeps taking me to the purchase page and then saying, you haven't purchased anything yet, and I can't get out of there. I went ahead and logged in again.
Is this beta software? Let's force quit it.
Let's give it a try. Let's see if I can do this again. What's neat about Vidyo is that I already have a lot of people that I'm connected to. Okay, that's really weird. I don't know why it's doing this.
Okay, so this is a big thumbs down.
Well, it worked perfectly fine yesterday. I rented a movie. I rented Zero Dark Thirty. I airplayed it to my TV at home. It works just fine.
Maybe I should install it. Do I have to have an Ardio account to use it?
Yes. Oh. It's only available to people who have Ardio unlimited subscriptions.
Paid accounts.
Yeah, it's the unlimited one.
Right.
So the idea is that I already have a big social network on Ardio. In fact, I'll open up Ardio so we know what we're talking about here. So Ardio not only for me is discovery of new music and new albums that come out each Tuesday and this and that, but it's also activity from my friends. And that is
a big difference.
A big part of the fun.
It's like Ping.
It's like Ping, but it's like done right. Like my friend Laura Gluchonik, she's a huge music nerd.
Right.
And she's very, very, very active on Ardio, and I like her style, and she goes to a lot of shows, and so it's like, this is just fun for me. Baratunde is listening to an album called Caveman by Caveman. I haven't heard of that. Keith Robinson.
I'm with you. That's why I liked Ardio. That social sharing is great.
Yeah. And what's cool about this is any of my Ardio friends that are going to be using Vidyo going forward are automatically my contacts. So then it turns into this cool, it's like iTunes, but with that social layer that iTunes couldn't really... You know, Ping wasn't beloved by really anybody.
Right.
And Ardio is, so it's the video version of social music. What's weird about it, though, is that in the social sense, it's Ardio for video, but it's not like I'm paying $10 a month for unlimited movies and TV shows. Right. It's a per...
You're renting
basis.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like iTunes. Or Amazon.
Or that. Yeah. So it's pretty much just our the Ardio team doing video that's social. It looks very nice.
Is it as complete a catalog as the iTunes catalog? I mean, can you find the HBO shows there?
So
it's pretty much the same.
Actually, I didn't search.
HBO is a good one to test for because they don't like selling shows.
Yeah.
So it's a very limited selection. And, I would bet that they'd be the slowest to adopt Vidyo over iTunes, for instance. I wonder that Apple has allowed Vidyo. Does it have in-app purchases? on iPad?
What do you mean?
Are you inside VO and say, yeah, let me rent this or buy this?
Yeah, I did it yesterday.
That's interesting. It means Apple's taking 30%.
So, I guess so.
Yeah, so the RDO folks are willing to give up probably all of their profits to Apple in order to get critical mass of users. And since it's a social network, that makes a lot of sense. They need to have a lot of people using it
exactly.
for it to be value. That's very interesting. It's the only way Apple would approve it is to say, yeah, but you give us 30% of all in that purchases.
Yeah, because at first I said, oh, well, this is the difference between the two services comparing Vidio to iTunes right. because Vidio is only allowing purchases, not rentals.
Right.
And someone said, ah, no, it's just that's like a permissions thing, you know, because they have to make deals with, right. with the studios. And then
There are, in fact, some rentals on there now.
Yeah, because I rented Zero Dark 30 for $5.
So same price,
yeah.
and it was for 24 hours?
Yep.
Same terms?
No, it was...
Or 48?
It was...
You have 30 days to start it.
Yeah. And then
once you've started it, you have 24 hours to watch it. That's the iTunes store.
Oh, I wonder if that's a problem. Because I forgot to watch it last night.
Oh, you're stuck in it.
So I'm stuck in it. That's a bug.
I don't think this is a spoiler, but they get him in the end. Oh, I'm sorry. You didn't know.
Spoiler alert. God. We were just talking before the show about people in chat room. Don't be a jerk. Shoot. Well,
but not without a fight.
Right, sure.
Okay.
Yeah. It went on for a number of years. I don't know. I've read some things online.
It's quite a good movie, quite a dramatic movie.
Yeah.
Have you seen it?
No. That's why I rented it.
But it apparently put you to sleep.
Well,
did you start it?
Well, yeah, I started.
It actually is a little long because.
I started it because.
They start like 10 years ago.
For the purposes of research, I wanted to make sure that AirPlay, audio, right. and video both
yeah,
were.
Oh, and you put it on the big screen.
Yeah, yeah.
So that's a nice feature, too, is that you can AirPlay it to your screen.
That's awesome. I think it's just really it's a matter of preference. Like, hey, do you like the video experience? Great, it's another option that you have. There is a social element that's pretty cool, and I'd be surprised if they don't get bought by Apple sooner than later, or somebody.
Pete C is saying that Amazon is $3.99, but I wonder, Pete C, if that's for the SD and not the HD. That one of the things Amazon mm-hmm. and Apple both do is they have lower quality than higher quality.
Right.
The same thing on video. Is it all HD?
Yeah, I didn't have an option to go SD.
Yeah, but it's all HD. That's a legacy thing. Why
not?
Yeah.
You know what also has gotten updated is your favorite app and my former favorite app, Path.
What? You don't like Path no more?
Well, Path is buggy.
Yeah, you know, the network has gotten worse and worse.
It's very laggy at times. Yeah. You know,
it's frustrating because you want a Path.
I'll open it up in the morning, and it's like, after a few minutes, the last updates were from the night before.
Yeah,
and it's like, why? I don't like that. It's just too much lag, and sometimes comments go missing and that, this and that. However, Path wants to allow us to search via hashtag so that now when we're updating or commenting or whatever, you can add a hashtag to a particular subject. And, you know, because Path is all about going back into the past and looking, you know, being able to search via keyword or location. What are you laughing at? What are you laughing at?
It's on Path. I can't share it with you.
What?
The idea of Path is, of course...
Who are you friends with on Path and I'm not friends with? We're friends with a lot of the same people.
Well, but that's the thing. I don't know.
Well,
so people share things on Path. And this is, by the way, bit me a number of times. Mostly Lisa shared something on Path and I said it out loud on one of the shows. And she said, how dare you? That was on Path. And I said... Oh, my problem is I don't know where I see stuff.
Also, Path posts can be selectively public when somebody
right.
sends to Twitter
I always,
or Facebook.
And everything I put on Facebook, so I just assume.
Yeah.
But you
so
put stuff
Liz
like
Liz actually tweeted that.
Okay, so I can mention it. Apparently, you know, I bought Liz a $350 dress.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah. It didn't work. But anyway, it's a Star Trek dress. She's going to wear it on the next Giz Whiz while she pulls a soft ice cream. Don't ask. It's
okay.
a fantasy,
no,
long-time
don't
fantasy.
Don't need to know.
But apparently Alex Gumpel decided he wanted to wear the dress.
Oh, yeah. I've seen this photo. Doesn't he look nice? Look at those abs. Oh, he looks really nice. You know,
You're built, Alex.
The bust area looks filled out.
I noticed he left his pants on, though.
Well,
it's
you know,
kind of short.
He's a gentleman.
I think we were trying to figure out if it's too short.
But the idea with Path is that now, you know, you could say, like, hashtag... You know,
hashtag
Gumpel
Uhuru.
Trek or something,
Uhuru.
And then maybe you know if,
so
if
people,
Alex has some
I don't
sort
see
of
a lot. I'm looking through my Path, and I guess this I shouldn't be doing this, but I'm gonna. I don't see a lot of people using hashtags. Now, I did like it, and we talked about this when they added in the search, kind of the ability to, and they even provide you with search pre-built searches, April, December, October, Oakland, San Mateo, people's names,
yeah,
friends' names. That's kind of like hashtags, but now you can do your own as well.
Yeah, it's being able to go back in time, your path over the years, you know, as we all keep using path for a long time to come, hopefully. And so, yeah, you can go back and search for where you were, who you were with, and then hashtags as well.
Yeah.
You know, hashtags are so abused. You know, they're really annoying on Instagram now, where people will, you know, they'll hashtag like Abby, Insta animals, cute, fuzzy, cat,
yeah,
kitty,
way too many. There's
cat
like
day.
Dozens.
Yeah. And
don't like that.
It's the thing is that it can be a really helpful feature. It just depends on the community.
Well, people do it. It started on Twitter. Chris Messina invented it. It was the number sign, which is sometimes called the hash sign.
A pound.
Followed by a short phrase, or better yet, just a word that you could then look for other posts that had the same short word. In fact, eventually Twitter made it official, and you click on the hashtag, it will do a Twitter search for you. And then it went and it spread. But in Twitter, you only have 140 characters, so you're not going to put 40 hashtags in there. Unfortunately, on Instagram, sky's the limit, so people put tons of hashtags. And I imagine the same thing will happen with Path if people get into it. But, you know, it's a fun game people play all the time on Twitter, you know. Four words after a breakup. Hashtag four words after a breakup.
Right.
Or hashtag sorry, not sorry. Things like that.
So, sorry, not sorry? Is that a thing?
Well,
that the kids are doing?
I watched a TV show about hashtags with a bunch of young people. And that's
what really?
They said.
Did you?
Yeah.
You know, it's funny. We haven't talked about this, but right before the show, there was breaking news that Roger Ebert had passed away.
Very
and so
sad.
I'm looking at my Twitter feed
and
right now,
it's
and that's all
slowly.
It is, at least because a lot of the people that I follow and follow me, we, you know, we're all Roger Ebert fans.
Who did not love Roger Ebert? And by the way, he loved geeks. He loved us.
Oh, yeah.
And just an amazing fellow. It's my deep regret now. We wanted to get him on Triangulation. In 2006, he had bone cancer. In 2006, his jaw was removed. He couldn't eat and he couldn't speak. Hmm. That didn't slow him down. In fact, he just wrote more, and he has a great blog, RogerEbert.com, wrote many articles. And he had got a machine with his voice. They took because he'd done so many TV shows, they were able to make a machine that spoke in his own voice.
Yeah.
And I was really hoping to get him on the show, and I'm sad that I didn't push harder for that, and we're very sorry.
Well, he
Roger
really
Ebert.
Took to social networking, too.
He loved it.
He became more prolific than ever.
He tweeted like crazy and Facebooked.
And it wasn't just about movies. He
no,
was
it was
just,
wonderful.
He was just a great, great,
wonderful.
Great dude.
So, a huge loss.
But,
so young.
I know. Wonderful guy. Yeah. The reason that I mentioned Twitter is because the Twitter iOS app has gotten an update as well. Now, Leo, I am a Tweetbot faithful.
Me too. That's what I'm using right now.
Right. And so when you're using Tweetbot, you're not going
you don't
to
see it.
You're not going to get a lot of the what's cool about the new Twitter app, because it's just for Twitter's official iOS apps for iPhone and iPad. But what's neat about it is that there's deeper card integration and also app launch integration. So my friend Jason, he's down at Earth Cafe in Los Angeles. Now, that was, I didn't mean to go all the way. That was just a tweet that I had seen. So this is just my standard feed, and I kind of go like, oh, if I go ahead and expand on this, this is what they call Twitter cards, where it gives you more information. So I've got a little location thing. Earth Cafe is designated as a coffee shop, so there's a little coffee icon. I've got Foursquare, the app here as well. Now, I thought, oh, there you go. So then it kicks you over to Foursquare, the Twitter app. I thought it should give me a link to download the app. It probably doesn't, because it knows that it's already downloaded.
Yeah.
Because I have Foursquare on my iPad already.
Right. That's
if
what's
I,
nice about that
yeah,
integration is
if
that
I
we will
didn't,
just launch it.
Yeah, of course, yeah. Duh. If I didn't, it would say, not only here's more information about Jason's whereabouts, but would you also like to download Foursquare? And that's right from within Twitter, and then you'd get dumped over to the App Store to download the app. So that's not for just any app. There are only certain partners with Twitter at this point. Foursquare, Path is another. Vine, obviously.
That's owned by Twitter.
Owned by Twitter.
Yeah.
And there are a few more.
So what are
that
cards? When you say cards, what does that mean?
The idea is that you have this customized, more information version of the tweet based on the link that has been added to it. So this particular tweet, the card is...
Oh, it gives you a picture of the map.
Yeah,
it shows you more.
It's information about that Foursquare check-in. Let's see if I can find another one. Instagram obviously isn't going to have cards.
That's one of the things they turned off.
But if
you have a TwitPic in there, it might show you the image.
Mm-hmm.
There you go. That's Marco Arment's picture.
Let's
now,
see.
Is this make it? Does this make it worth?
This is kind of cool. Pitchfork. This is an article. I follow Pitchfork. It's a music magazine. They tweet a lot about stuff. I go ahead and expand this, and this is nice. I've got this tweet doesn't tell me too much about what that link is. What is it? And then I can see it gives me like a little snippet of the article that I would be opening up. I've got a little image that's related to it. So it's just, it's more context, basically. It's, hey, listen,
right.
We know that tweets are only 140 characters, and we don't have to change that rule in order to give you a little bit more information and keep it media rich.
And this is the stuff that you would see if you went to the Twitter webpage. So
yes.
It makes sense the Twitter app has it. But is it good enough that you would abandon Tweetbots, which I like better, for little tiny things, but doesn't do the cards and may not do the app integration? Would you use Twitter instead because of that?
Well, you know, that's a good question because I like to follow these Twitter upgrades.
Right.
But again, yeah, if you're using a third-party app that does things its own way, and obviously Twitter doesn't want Tweetbot to replicate this.
No.
Because then Tweetbot becomes yet one more reason not to use Twitter. Twitter wants to become the app that has a lot of features that the independent guys can't replicate so that we use their apps and then, you know, we're also reading their ads. And being marketed to. So I totally get that. But I don't know, Leo. I don't know at what point I say, Tweetbot, I love you,
but
you can only do so much. Twitter app itself is great. There is nothing wrong with the Twitter app. I've always liked it. It's just that
it's fine. It's just not great.
I'm used to Tweetbot, and I use it on my iPhone as well, and that's just kind of where I'm going to stick for now. But it's interesting to know what I'm not getting. What I'm capable of getting and what I'm not. I don't know. If any of you think that there are other reasons that the official Twitter app is either absolutely better or not really, let us know.
Can I ask you for a duh tip?
Yes.
So I have two Twitter accounts linked on my iPad.
Yeah.
I have my Leo Laporte account, and then I have one called Links for Twit. That's, I've showed you before. In Flipboard, for instance, I share links for Twit, and that's automatically picked up.
Yeah.
But for some reason, the Twitter app is using Links for Twit as my account. How do I change what account that I'm using on the Twitter app? I don't see any way to do that. And, you know, while both accounts are in my settings, maybe if I turn it sideways, it'll give me...
Oh, you mean like a hot switch type thing?
Yeah, I can't. Well, when I go to me, it doesn't give me any other account. It's just this account, which is not the one I want.
Well, isn't that kind of what TweetDeck, which is now a Twitter property, is for? That's like a power user app.
I have to use another. Well, this was a duh tip. Somebody's going to email us.
Because TweetBot.
That's one of the reasons I use TweetBot.
Yeah.
I see both my accounts.
TweetBot is super easy.
And I can use whichever account I want at the moment. Very, very frustrating.
Very frustrating.
Yeah.
You know what's really cool?
What?
You want to know what's really cool?
What's really cool, Sarah Lane?
Well, Amazon has Cloud Player, so you can listen to all your music in the cloud.
Amazon has Cloud Player, so you can listen to... Yes, I use that.
We know how that works. Yeah. Right? We've talked about it on the show previously.
I wish there were a good client for iOS.
There is. What do you mean?
Cloud Player has an iPad app?
Yeah.
Oh, well,
yeah, it came out, I don't know, about a month ago or so. We talked about it.
I should watch that show, iPad, today. I hear it's good.
No. And you nodded and
but
went,
you know,
oh,
I'm
no.
nodding, but it's because I'm sleepy, not because I'm understanding.
Yeah, you're... It's
because,
it's like a trampoline in your head.
Yeah.
What's cool...
trampoline in my head.
Yeah, that's why you're like, I'm jumping.
So I'm tapping the me. I don't see any other account. Maybe something's wrong that I did. Anyway, so... Back to, I'm doing it, it's not doing it. So back to
Cloud Player.
You
know what's cool?
What?
If you are the kind of person who's DJ, where you're just really into vinyl records.
I'm a DJ.
You're a DJ and you're very into vinyl because you're of a certain age, right?
Yeah.
Actually, I am too. When I was little.
Look, it did work. I did download
records.
This. I have it.
Yeah.
I just forgot.
Yeah, you just forgot. It's fine. No,
I remember when we talked about it, actually.
It actually is a really nice iPad app. You can now... If you buy a vinyl record on Amazon, you will now get a digital copy of that vinyl record, which you can access through Cloud Player. True story.
No. So I could buy my plastic records again.
Yeah.
You know, I didn't even know Amazon sold those, but I guess they still do.
They do.
And then it will say, oh, well, you bought the record, so we'll give you a digital copy.
Exactly. And the digital copy can be accessed from Cloud Player anywhere. Because here's the problem that I have with vinyl.
That's really, really great.
I have a little record player.
Do you have a record player?
I do. I love the nostalgia of it. My parents had a big record collection that they never threw away, and I just took all of the...
Oh, that's so neat.
You know, a bunch of records from the 70s. I got all the 70s hits. But I love the idea of it, but it's cumbersome.
Right.
So it's so nice to be like, hey, Toots and the Maytals on vinyl. That's fun once in a while, but I have it actually everywhere. So it's going to encourage
back,
me to buy more records.
I wish you could like just show the camera your Toots and the Maytals album and then Amazon would add it.
Well,
you have to buy it from Amazon.
You have to buy it. However, if you have purchased vinyl anywhere between now and 1998, they will give you the digital copies for free.
Oh, wow. That's
so
cool.
If this is something that you were doing a lot of maybe a few years ago, you got some digital copies coming your way that you can access via Cloud Player on your iPad. Or your computer. I mean, Cloud Player is not just accessed on your iPad. Isn't that neat?
Yeah.
I was like, thanks. Thanks, y'all. One more update before we move on, because it's like an update crazy show. Cool Iris, the iPad app we talked about a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
I think it was my app cap.
It was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. You can now save multiple photos in a session to Google Drive and Dropbox. So if you are, the neat thing about Cool Iris is that it's a way to be able to look at photo content, right? And
but to be able to select multiple photos and save them, that's a nice feature.
Yeah, I agree. Cool Iris is a lot of fun.
Set a one by one.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, and Dropbox wasn't supported until today.
Oh, great.
So this is a brand new update. And my Facebook session has closed unexpectedly. Can I just say one thing? This is not Cool Iris's fault. I had to change my stupid Facebook password recently because...
Yep.
Yeah, because I just did.
Yeah.
And...
This is a good idea.
Yeah. It's... You've got all of this. I have to log into Facebook and... Sometimes it doesn't work as well.
So it turns out my problem with the Twitter app is that even though I have two accounts in the settings, the Twitter app is not seeing it. It's only seeing the one account. So
that's interesting.
Yeah, don't know why.
So yeah, in Cool Iris, when I go into my settings now.
Oh, wait a minute. There it is. Okay, I found it.
Oh, you found it?
Yeah, thank you. Everybody in the chat room has been saying this over and over. In this links for Twit, I have that two-headed icon.
Oh.
I can now switch over.
Oh, there
that's
you go.
That's not immediately obvious.
That's kind of, I like that little,
yeah.
It was a cube
so
wipe.
So now I can see, all the new tweets.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so it's
that's
not.
That's good.
It's not a power user type.
You go into me and in the settings thing there, you can do it there.
That is a little bit like buried, right?
That's not where it should be.
Yeah, but it is there. So back to Cool Iris really quick. I've got a few accounts that I've already added. Instagram, Twitter, Google Flickr, you know, stuff where I see pictures. I can add a variety of other accounts. Dropbox is one of the new ones. So if you are a Cool Iris lover and you also love Dropbox.
I am.
Yep, allow.
Yep.
Now I have authorized the two to talk to each other and they're in perfect harmony. So if I'm like, hey, I love this ridiculous picture I took of myself. Somebody told me I looked really, really scary in that picture, which I think is kind of fun. If I go ahead and say, yeah, I want to
you
save
look like
this.
Jenny Jardin in that picture.
Well, I called myself Scary Miley because Miley Cyrus kind of has that haircut
now.
Yeah,
same thing, yeah.
I don't know. I think a lot of
people... Is that old or just
I took it yesterday. I was at the hair salon. And I had crap all over my head. And I don't know.
It.
I just... Whatever.
Another,
but look,
another,
now I can save this to Dropbox.
Another,
couldn't do that until now.
Another
Google Drive
tip
as well.
In Twitter. Don't know why I didn't try this. Press and hold me. And eventually you get
that. There you go.
That's where I'd expect it.
That's
I just didn't hold it long enough. That's a dud tip.
That's a darn... It's an Easter egg almost.
You could be Sinead O'Connor, somebody said in there. That's not quite, but...
I mean, okay.
Nothing compares to you.
Oh.
Speaking of 70s songs, I guess that's probably more 80s.
That's totally 80s.
Yeah.
Well, it's Prince before it was Sinead.
Yes, that's right. With a U.
To you.
To you.
Because he was writing
before
in
Leakspeak texting.
Before anybody was doing that
before
stuff.
Texting, there was Prince.
It was I would die for
you.
I don't remember how to do it. We had this thing back in the day. I don't know. I remember
I would die for
you.
You.
Oh, you just point.
You.
Yeah. If you want me to. So if you are interested in anything that we talked about, if we went a little bit too fast.
I feel like just like an old grandpa sitting here
on
the porch.
Well, you look like one too.
My granddaughter's here. She's telling me about
stuff. Chewing the cud.
Yep.
Please do
you
go
young
to
people are so cute.
Twit.tv/IPT. That is where our show explodes with greatness once a week.
It does.
Have you ever been to our website? It's really fun.
Oh, it's so dope. Dope.
It is so dope.
Is that what the kids
it is
say?
So
it
cool.
is double dope.
Yeah, no, anytime we talk about anything on any of our episodes, not only will look at us last week. We were two happy people.
Yeehaw!
We talk about a bunch of apps and news and this and that, and we put all the links on those episode pages. So if you're ever feeling a little bit behind, or you want to watch the video in just an easy way, or you want to subscribe to the show so that it just auto downloads for you once a week. We even have an audio feed too. If you like us, but you really don't like looking at us, that's cool. We're not going to judge you. I mean, we're going to judge you a little bit, but that's fine.
Do you have the Hulu Plus app on your Apple TV?
Are you kidding?
And on your iPad too, probably.
Are you kidding? That's one of the things I enjoy most at the gym is watching
my shows. What shows?
So my favorite shows on Hulu Plus are New Girl. The Mindy Project.
Mindy, love her.
And Mob Wives. It's a good show.
You're great.
There's a lot of yelling.
You're great.
A lot
you're
of yelling great. And a lot of threatening.
So Hulu Plus is set up by the by ABC, Fox, Comedy Central, to give you a place to go to see the current shows.
Yeah.
Which is one. Why don't you fire it up so we can watch a little Mindy Project
right. While
we're talking about it. I haven't logged in on this one.
Have you watched the Mindy Project?
I haven't, and this
it's
is what
so
I love about
good.
It. It's
so
for me,
silly.
That's what Hulu Plus is, a catch-up on shows like the Mindy Project, New Girl I haven't watched yet.
Mm-hmm.
It also has Firefly's older shows, Twilight Zone. It is have they done the new user interface here? It looks like this is the old user interface still. I'm sure they'll update it. They've updated it on a lot of platforms. They just did it on the Apple TV. It's still a great way to go back, get clips or full episodes of current TV shows, movies, past TV shows. Very affordable. What are we going to watch? Mob Wives?
Yeah. This episode is called Mama Drama. That's how you know it's good.
Mama Drama.
Oh, man.
Love that, baby.
Love it.
Love that, baby.
But no, what's so nice about this is, like, you know, here's the episode of Mob Wives that I have to catch up on. And it's really easy for me to keep everything organized because I have my favorite shows. You can mark your favorite shows. So I've got, like, Colbert Report, The Daily Show, Parks and Rec, Saturday Night Live, Teen Mom. Don't judge me. That's just, I want to know what the Teen Moms are up to these days.
No, that's a great show.
Yeah, it's a really good show. I'm waiting for the next season. But
what's neat is,
my queue now, so
you've got
all
that on your iPad, but you could have it also on your Apple TV. You could have it on your PlayStation 3, your Xbox, your computer. And it remembers where you left off, so you could pick up on the big screen at home after you've been watching it on the bus or the train or whatever. The Bachelor. Well, we got to watch The Bachelor. There's so much great stuff on Hulu Plus. We want you to see for yourself. Try it free right now. HuluPlus.com/twit. We've doubled the standard 1 week free trial to a 2 week free trial. Plenty
nice.
Of time to see all your favorite shows.
Yeah.
Two episodes of the current shows. HuluPlus.com/twit. Give it a try today. It is a great way to get TV for people like Sarah who are cord cutters.
That's right.
That you wouldn't be able to watch that show otherwise.
Well, and what's great
not
is
up
that,
to date anyway.
I wouldn't be able to watch Mob Wives because that comes from VH1.
Right.
I would be able to watch something like SNL, but what this gives me is, like, I have, like, a DVR now.
Yeah.
It's my SNL DVR because I might not watch it on Saturday
exactly.
night. And it's not gone
exactly.
anymore. I watch it on Sunday morning,
right.
which I actually prefer.
You know what I prefer?
I laugh really hard.
I don't want to stay up that late. And, frankly, I just want to watch the best clips, so they have clips too. So I can skip some of the stuff that I don't care about and watch the things I'm really interested in. I like that. Same with Daily Show. It's the only way I watch The Daily Show is on Hulu Plus. I love that. Because I know every day I'm going to have 20 minutes of laughter,
right.
of fun,
yeah.
and learn a few things. So it's
sure.
great. HuluPlus.com/twit.
So I have to make a little correction. I was called out by John, who works at Venmo, and says, Sarah, why did you tell people that it was a 3% charge when they transfer money out of their Venmo account? Remember
right.
I told you about Venmo last
right.
week? And I went...
And I signed up immediately, by the way.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad. Would you Venmo me something? I'm sure you owe me something.
I doubt
he
it.
Says the tweet, he goes, wait, why did you say that? We want to make sure that we improve messaging. And I went, geez, I don't know. I'll update the
That's Mr. Venmo.
Yeah, I'll update the troops. So it's true. And John, I'm so sorry. So I want to make sure that I'm giving out the correct information. Here's what happens. Here's how Venmo makes money. Venmo does not charge when transferring money out of your Venmo account. There's a 3% fee to send money using Venmo.
Okay.
But that's only with a credit card.
Because they're going to get charged that by the credit card.
So if you send, it's completely free if you pay with either your Venmo balance, which, you know, you might accumulate. If Leo pays me and I got to pay somebody else, I have a balance, a bank transfer, or a valid debit card, which is connected to your bank. So if anyone was like, well, why would I use Venmo?
So basically what we're saying is Venmo's nonprofit.
No. That's not what we're saying.
You're going to get another tweet now.
We're saying that Venmo can be used completely free.
It doesn't have to cost you anything. I don't know how they're making money, but it doesn't have to cost you anything.
Well, I think they're bringing in more than they're having to pay out. That's how they're making money.
Bringing more than they're having to pay out.
With the credit card.
That's a good way to make money. I never thought of doing that.
No.
So it's like a profit deal.
Economics. I took it in college. I obviously was paying a little bit of attention.
I think Venmo's great.
And, I do too.
And I signed up because now whenever
a bunch of girlfriends and I went out for a birthday party last night. Yeah. There were a bunch of us. Yeah. There were like 8 of us at dinner. We had a few bottles of wine. Everybody owed like $70. Kind of a crazy dinner. And I didn't have $70 in cash.
But you've always got Venmo.
We did not want to put down 8 cards, so I just Venmoed my friend Meredith. Or Meredith. That's not even her name.
No, that's good.
Miriam.
Anonymity. Oh, see, now we know. Anonymity was great. Meredith, a.k.a.
Why did I call Miriam Meredith? I've never done that before. It starts with M, and it's 3 syllables. Hey, you know what's cool? There are people named Meredith. It just wasn't her.
There are.
I have a different Meredith friend. I was thinking about her because she... Yeah. Anyway, we were talking on Facebook today. Reader, the app.
Is free.
It is free.
You know why?
Because Google Reader is going away, and they're like, why would we make you pay for something that's based on Google Reader?
It's basically a doorway into Google Reader, which is going away July 1. So but now maybe Reader will find another option or tie into somebody else's servers. I hope so. Because as we've talked before, I love Reader, R-E-E-D-E-R.
That's right. It's the RSS app of choice for many of us.
Yeah.
And
but RSS apparently going away.
Yeah. Well, it's without Google Reader, Reader has to figure out what is going to be the foundation of our service. So why would we make you pay for an app that we can't guarantee is really going to work after July 1st, which is when Google Reader gets yanked. I don't know, unless people complain loudly enough and Google's
not going to bring it back. But I hope is that somebody else, Dig is doing an app, maybe they'll also offer a back end so that apps like Reader can plug into that and continue to.
Oh, I'm sure they're working on it. Yeah, Dig has been public about saying, we'll build a Reader. Google doesn't want to do it, we'll do it.
Yeah.
And
we know now because Feedly has signed up 3 million new users since Google made that announcement, that there's at least 3 million people who not only use Google Reader, but use it actively enough that they're looking for an alternative. That's for anybody except maybe Google, that's a good business.
I know. Yeah, I guess Google's like...
charge $1 a year. That's $3 million a year.
Oh, Google. I'm not too worried about all of this, to be honest. I don't feel like Google Reader going away is going to ruin anybody's life because we're already seeing companies that are dedicated to alternatives.
Right. Actually, Reader has announced, I see this on Cult of Mac, support for Feedbin.
Okay.
So that's going to be an alternative to Google Reader. So it's free until get Reader.
Yeah.
It's free now and it will work with Feedbin.
Wonderful.
So as soon as that does, they're going to be able to continue to stay in business.
Perfect.
That's great news. Love it.
So I got an email. Well, we got an email. I read the email from David in Miami.
Yeah.
David said, could it be that even if the phone or iPhone or iPad has been off for a while, so it's locked and you need a passcode to get in, you could just push and hold the home button and still direct Siri to send a message? I think I just did that. And if so,
doesn't that at least
partially defeat the passcode lock purpose?
Text Sarah Lane, I love you.
Which email address for Sarah Lane?
Oh, yeah.
It's okay. I don't have secret email addresses.
Okay. It's asking again and again. Which email
address? She just really wants to know. Which email address? It's okay.
Okay, maybe there's a flaw because I didn't unlock it. Which email?
You're supposed to say it, dummy.
No, I'm tapping him. I found a bug.
Just tell her. Sarah at TWIT.
Sarah, it's not asking me. Okay, don't do this. Okay. Sarah at twit.tv.
You're the worst Siri person ever.
It got that, by the way. She knows.
Good. So, Leo, all right, you know what? I'm going to do this demo because you are.
Okay, I won't send it.
Right. Great. So if this is, so my iPad's locked, right?
Yes.
Listen to me.
Well, I'm listening.
Think about this, though, for a second. You might be like, well, but it's mine, and I might want to, you know, ask Siri something. But let's say.
No, but it's locked, and you don't want anybody to have access
to it. Leo walks off, and you know how people do that joke with each other
send
when you say hashtag
text
pooping
right.
on Twitter? It's a thing. That's like when somebody leaves their stuff unlocked, then you say that they're pooping on Twitter.
Right, while they're tweeting.
Very, very mature stuff. Yeah. But I decided, okay, well, if my iPad's locked, and somebody wants to come along and send a text message that could get me fired, they could. Text Sarah Lane.
You don't show her phone number.
And it says,
what do you want to say to Sarah Lane?
I hate you. I hope you fall in the mud forever. So I'm just doing
it. I updated your message. It says, I hate you, I hope you fall in the mud forever. Ready to send it?
Yes.
You totally without unlocking it.
Yeah.
Totally without unlocking it.
Right.
No, so, but you have a lock code on that? You don't.
Yes.
A passcode?
Yes.
Oh.
I do.
So this has always been there.
Yes. Send.
Wow.
It's always been there, and I feel like it's odd. I did this earlier, so you know we're kind
that's
of talking.
That is kind of odd. I mean, we've made a big deal about how you can get to the context.
Shall I send it?
But if you can use Siri, you can get to the context and do that.
Email address.
Yeah. Sarah Lane. Anyway. And then it goes through iMessage.
What do you want to say to Sarah Lane?
Shut up, Siri, jerk. God.
Maybe that's the security. It acts really stupid.
I did this without fail earlier today.
No,
I sent myself a mean message, and I think that's sort of like it seems like that's something that maybe wasn't thought through enough, or maybe not enough people are pranking each other. Now you know you can do that, so just be careful.
I think you could turn that. You must be able to turn that off in settings.
Well, you can turn off the push and hold home to activate Siri. So I guess that would be the way that you get around it, but. It seems like that's sort of crippling what would be otherwise a really good functionality.
Right. What I'd like to do is turn it off when the iPad is locked.
Right. So, yeah, that's weird. You know what I noticed in the App Store? I was looking through the App Store, Leo. See, I've got a passcode on my iPad.
Good.
I was looking through the App Store, and I noticed that the Colbert Report has a new app.
Oh, I love that. We were just talking about that.
But the problem is that it's not a full episode thing. You know, we're talking about how on Hulu Plus you can watch full episodes of the Colbert Report. So this is one of those great examples of an app that doesn't actually work the way that you would expect an app to. So it's this official app that's just got clips and, like, tune-in reminders and sort of randomness. I don't know. I wonder why these apps are really made, because they know that half of the time, and it even says that in its in the app notes, this is not the place to get official episodes, because a bunch of people are going to download it thinking that that's what they're going to get, and then you don't have that at all.
So is it from the Colbert people?
Yeah.
It's from Comedy Central, but it's just not a...
It's not full episodes, because then they, you know,
they don't want to get in trouble with Viacom.
Right. Exactly.
Actually, it's somebody's annoying. Saying that all the Viacom apps do that. Viacom owns Comedy Central.
Right. It's not a new thing. It's just, it's always annoying because you're like,
that's
this
a cable.
Cool. Have they figured out a way around this? But no, it's not. Yeah. So, you know,
you want to get Hulu.
Well, yeah, kind of.
Right there.
Yeah. You're not going to be able to watch the full episode from that app. So don't be duped.
99 Designs connects the world with great graphic designers to create fast, affordable graphic designs. That's what they were thinking. Instead of me saying something like, you know, we had these Twit t-shirts we wanted to do, and we thought we'd love to get a design, so we put it on 99 Designs, and we got, like, all these amazing designs from people.
They want you to tell the story.
Oh, they want me to say that.
Yeah.
Because that's how it works. You tell 99 Designs what you need, and then all these designers from their community, and by the way, there are 210,000 graphic designers in the community, will say, yeah, we'd like to bid for that. Well, here's a design. You give them feedback. You refine your designs. That's what we did. And then you select and pay for your favorite. Yeah, hand me the. Is this one? This is one.
This is the next.
Is this the one we voted on?
That's what we're doing.
So what we did? So we took all. We got five good designs. Loved them. And then we asked you to go out and vote, and we picked one. This is from a 99 Design designer. And that's going to be our next Twit t-shirt. Isn't that awesome?
I love it.
It's so great. They have great support 24/7 over the phone, via email and chat as well. You get the complimentary design consultations with their San Francisco design team. So, and 100% back, money back guarantee, although we're not going to get our money back on this one. We love this. Logo design starts at $299, web design $599. If you're doing digital marketing collateral like landing pages or, Facebook cover, we could really use some Facebook cover design help. Banner ads, infographics, those start at $199. Print marketing collateral like brochures, flyers, menus. If you're a restaurant, your menu should look good. It should be as well thought out as the dishes you're serving.
And boy, is there room for improvement.
Yeah.
In the restaurant industry.
Look at that wine label design right there. $199 for print marketing. Apparel design like t-shirts, hoodies, and more. This was $199 starting point. Mobile app design even. You know, there's a lot of great programmers out there. I fall in this category. I can write software, but the design, I'm not a designer. I don't have, the taste of somebody like Marco Arment or Lauren Brichter. So go ahead and get some design help from 99 Designs. $5.99 is starting point. So here's the deal. Visit 99designs.com/iPad today. And you'll get a $99 power pack of services free.
Yeah.
A power pack gives you more designer time and attention. 99 Designs will bold, highlight, and feature your design project in the marketplace, so you'll get nearly twice as many designs. You can also call a special number just for our Twit family, 800-513-1678. 800-513-1678. And, say, hey, 99 Designs, I heard it on iPad today. I'd like to try this out. You know, if you're a winery, you know, your expertise is making wine, not in designing the label. And I see so many really ugly wine labels, and I think that hurts you. Get a great designer to do something. Yeah. At a very affordable price, designers from all over the world are bidding for your business at 99 Designs. Go to 99designs.com/iPad today for a special offer.
And there's so many more than 99, really. I mean, it's a clever name.
I think this is good.
I love it. It kind of has a zombie feel to it. That was my first thought. What?
I don't like zombies.
Yes, you... Well,
you I think mean, I like zombies.
You're in the minority, because zombies are very the hot and very chic right
what
now.
I like is it looks... It does look kind of distressed.
Yeah.
It's not like all shiny and new.
Well, it's not like there's like a monster on it.
It's like
anything.
A monster.
It's cool.
Took his fingers and...
One of my favorite things is wearing Twit gear around the world, because people always want to know more, because they're like...
Are you a Twit?
I'm like, I am, yes.
I do actually love it that every once in a while somebody will come up to me, and it could be in Paris, it could be anywhere, and say, oh, I listen to Twit.
Yeah.
And it's just so great. It's so nice when that happens. So don't... Sometimes I think people are shy, they don't want to bother me. Bother me. Doesn't happen that
Leo
often.
Loves
I love being bothered.
To feel loved.
Yeah.
I don't know if you have noticed that, but praise is what he gets up in the morning for.
Do you
so
think
yes,
they named that
come
after...
up to him and tell him how great he is. He loves that.
Do you think they named that after the rap song 99 Designs?
I got 99 designs, but a bad design ain't one.
Ain't one.
Yeah. That just rolled right out of my brain.
Yeah.
That's how good I am. I should be a rapper. Hey, so we got a really, really nice email from a woman named Sherry Lowry. And she told us the story of her son. He's an adult now, but he's been blind from an accident that he had when he was really young.
Oh, that's horrible.
Yeah.
Oh,
and, so you know, and just then there's been... obviously, just a lot of challenges and figuring out, how he can go through life comfortably and all of the stuff. And she says that she really closely follows progress on iOS, the iPad and the iPhone, for accessibility developments,
obviously. And I think it's very good, isn't
yeah,
it? Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, this is something he
can use an iPhone, sure.
Yeah. Sure, yeah. And she's just, the special access community she's really tapped into. And she said something I thought was interesting. She said, the product I'm keeping an eye out for, and I hope will be the case, is a mini iPad. So iPad mini that has telephone capability. She says, I think that's really ultimately the device that my son Wayne may eventually really love. And my guess is that it would also resolve that iPad weakness, which is the serious deficit in the texting category. Messages is sort of an embarrassment. I'm hoping Apple or a third party fills that market with a much more suitable app soon.
Facebook.
Well,
Isn't that kind of the idea of Facebook? It's just like messages. It will use SMS if it has to.
Yep.
It will use the internet if it can.
Yep.
It will work on Skype and Facebook because Skype's built into Facebook.
But that won't be for iOS.
It's Android.
Yeah, that's Android.
Well, stay tuned because I have a solution for you. My pick of the week, my AppCap, is good. A solution.
Yes, good, good.
Because I've been saying the same thing, not because I'm not excited, but just I think I would like to carry the iPad mini around, both as a great tablet because it's small enough to carry around and as a phone. Why do I need a phone and a mini?
Right.
Got a solution.
It would be nice to have. And I think Sherry didn't flesh this out, but I think the reason is sort of like, well, an iPad is nice and big, and especially if you're having to do a lot of touch when you're not looking at it, that makes more sense than a tiny little iPhone screen.
Right.
But the iPad isn't a phone. So thanks, Sherry. It's always really nice to get not only stories of how iPads are helping people who have accessibility issues, but you know what you're looking for, what you'd like to see, because we know that it's really big in the accessibility community for not just anybody who's blind, but a variety of things, you know, mobility issues and that sort of thing. We got another email from, I don't remember who, somebody really great, who says, in last week's segment, when you were all talking about Reader, now that's R-E-A-D-R.
Mr. Reader or?
No. This was the magazine app that allowed you to pay for time.
Right.
I'm going to read for
20 minutes of magazine a month.
Yeah, that's what you get for free. Or you might say, like, you know, I need 3 hours. So you figure out whatever that would be, you know, in the tier of pricing.
Such a good idea.
He says, it was definitely a guy. I forget your name. Says, I found a get around to needing to pay for unlimited minutes. He says, now, I've only did this once to see if it worked. And I don't recommend doing this because I wouldn't want to hurt the company. But it is a workaround. It would let you read as much as you want for free. You open the magazine. You take screenshots on your iPad.
Oh, don't do that.
Home button and lock button. But it's something that I think is like, well, that's a
like
glaring
a spy.
Hole.
Well, they can't stop that.
Well, but he says, you know, you save the screenshots and then you can read as much as you want. He says the company deserves the money, but it's something that, you know, a developer maybe could implement some sort of screenshot detector. Snapchat has that. We know it's possible. If somebody takes a screenshot
of
Snapchat,
Snapchat will say somebody's saving this.
You will at least, you know,
they can't
get
prevent
sort of
it.
Alert.
They can't prevent it, but they can let you know.
Right. So, like, maybe you could suspend an account or something
right.
like that.
Right.
I thought, yeah, it's like I'm not trying to pass along, you know, crappy behavior, but.
Well, it's a hole. It's a security
a hole.
Flaw.
Yeah. It's something that they'll have to address.
I'm sure they know about it, and I bet they just go, well, what are we going to do? You can't stop it.
I guess so.
Even if it, you know, you could also get out a video camera. And video it and flip through it really quickly and then play the video back in slow-mo. I mean, there's always ways to do that.
Well,
it's not a good, we don't recommend that.
It's
not cool, man.
I'm just saying, it's not cool, man.
It's not cool, man. In fact, just because you said that, I am now going to pay for Reader.
Good. Well, just don't pay for what you're not going to read.
I'm going to pay for, I think 2 hours a month is good.
I think that's probably fair.
That's probably right?
Get you through a couple of magazines.
Yeah.
The good stuff anyway.
Well, it's funny because I mean, that saves me money over, I already buy The New Yorker. Why, you know, maybe I should just do this instead.
Yeah, because you're probably always flipping to certain parts of The New Yorker, right?
Yeah.
Like the talk about town almost never applies to me because it's all New York stuff.
Right.
Hey,
right.
So got a couple voicemails this week. Got a few, but we'll play a couple of them. First one is got an email and but also a voicemail from Crystal about a game that I think you might like, actually.
Okay. I'm always looking for good games.
Leo, this is Crystal from Rockville, Pennsylvania. I just wanted to let you know that there's a really cool game out called Angry Grand Run. It's very much like Temple Run, just that it has an old granny running down the street with wash lines going across the highway and buses and everything else that she has to avoid. It's a really cool game. Maybe you want
to
check it out.
I'm giving this to my mother.
Thanks. Bye. Love the show. Bye-bye.
Look at Angry Granny.
Angry Granny. She's running.
She's mad.
Oh, she's running down people.
Yeah.
So you want to do that or you don't want to do that?
I think you do because she's mad. Uh-oh. Now what? Now it's
Steamroller. You got to jump over it. This is great. This is a whole genre now,
granny.
Isn't it?
Oh,
she ran
man.
In a plate of glass.
Look at Granny. She's
punching.
She's punching. Ooh, I could have Super Granny. Or Zombie. Oh, that's Thriller Granny. Oh, my gosh. Thriller Granny. Of course, that's an in-app purchase.
That's hysterical.
This does seem like your kind of game, Leo.
It does.
This is the sort of thing that would amuse me for, that's as long as I need to be amused for.
You don't like games that make you anxious.
Right.
And all of these running games with a timer and stuff, they're going to make you anxious.
Sure.
You're going to feel like.
Angry Grand Run. Isn't that great?
That's hysterical. It's free, of course, in-app purchase.
Sure.
We were even talking about this on Mac Break Weekly. Lots of evidence. In fact, there's even a study by, I think, a company called Destiny or something like that, that the way to make money, there's three things you can do with an app. You can charge for the app.
Yep.
You can give the app away free and like this is and have in-app purchases.
Sure.
Or you can charge for the app and have in-app purchases. You want to make the most money, do that. Do the latter. They measured apps, the top 500 grossing apps.
If you want to make more money, then charge for the app and have in-app purchases.
No, but people go for it.
Economic.
Charge, but people will do it. That's the funny thing.
Sure.
So you might say, if I make the app free, more people will download it. I'm more likely to get more purchases in-app. No. That might be how you might think. And certainly that's a good way to make money.
Mm-hmm.
Angry Birds, everything. Everybody does that now.
Yeah.
It's called a paymium. What do they call it? Freemium, paymium? I don't know. There's a word for it. But the best thing to do, according to this study, is charge a couple of bucks and no more.
Well, because people will forget that.
People kind of have forgotten that. And then you can continue to charge them. You know, it's very effective.
I mean, Thriller Granny, that's an easy one. I'm like, want Granny to look like Thriller, I'm going to pay another 99 cents. Because it's only 99 cents.
It's not freemium. I think I know freemium. What is it, Radford? FTP, free to play.
Oh, free to play.
Yeah,
FTP.
But then there's this. I can't remember what it was. It was Jason Snell was talking about it. I can't remember what he called it. But anyway, it's well known now on the Apple Store. If you want to make money, just charge a couple of bucks because you'll make the money up front. And then you're right, people forget, and then they'll continue to buy stuff.
Or they forgive.
So
maybe
it's
they don't forget.
It's not freemium. It's paymium.
Paymium. Ugh, I hate these terms. It's terrible. What is that? Is it a paymium app? It's paymium. Oh,
it's not free to play. It's pay to play and give me more money afterwards. Now we're talking.
Paymium.
Yep.
Got another voicemail from Jim.
Some call it pay to win. They're right. Tech Whisperer says, you can't win the game unless you pay some money. And that's absolutely what on a lot of these games, you have to kind of buy some extra stuff if you want to do well.
PTW.
Yep.
Yeah. Jim called in with a problem that I think probably at least a good amount of folks in our audience might also have a question about.
Hi, guys. This is Jim from Connecticut. Just to call in and ask if you know of a app or service that will alert you on your iPad when your cell phone rings. I have an iPhone, and a lot of times I leave it upstairs, either in the bedroom or the kitchen, but I'm downstairs watching TV, and of course I have the iPad. And people call, and I don't know it till I go upstairs to go to bed. So it'd be great if something exists, either alerted me on my iPad or something, that'd be so I'd know that they called, and then I could run upstairs and check the phone.
It'd be really cool.
Hopefully, you have some ideas. And again, love the show, listen all the time.
Thanks.
It'd be really cool if
Your
phone rang, your iPad rang, and then you could answer it on your iPad too.
Right. That would be
Stay
cool.
Stay tuned.
Oh, maybe a solution for Jim.
But I don't know if the way we're going to show you will work, but it requires a Google Voice account.
Okay.
So I don't know if there's a way to do it without Google Voice.
Jim, I have a very similar problem to you where I'll be charging my phone sometimes. I've got little chargers around my apartment, and I have an upstairs, downstairs too. And sometimes if my ringer's off, I won't hear when I get notifications. But nobody really calls me. It's all text, and I can link that up with iPad.
Calls anymore. You're going to need. I think the only way to do it will be to have a number that you give out that isn't necessarily your cell phone. Or it's not your cell phone number. It's either a Skype number because you can get a Skype in, accept calls, or a Google Voice number, and then just give out that number, and then the Skype will ring as well as your phone will ring.
I mean, I think Jim is saying at the very least, I would just love a pop-up saying, phone rang. It's not even necessarily that he needs to answer the phone on his iPad. Just could you link something to that, iPhone number?
Cable companies are doing well.
And you can with messages, but not with the phone calls.
Cable companies are doing well by selling those triple play bundles, and one of the come-ons is when the phone rings, you'll see the name of the caller on your TV as you're watching TV.
Ooh, that's cool.
But to do that, you'd have to have a triple play. You'd have to get the phone service from the cable company.
Yeah.
And it would not work with a cell phone.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Hmm. All right. Well, if anybody has other solutions, do let us know. You can write us at iPadToday@twit.tv. You can write us about all sorts of things.
Right.
Not just telephony solutions.
Right.
You can leave us a voicemail at 757-504-IPAD. Speaking of Google products, that's our Google voice number. Once again, 757-504-IPAD. You could send us a video. Maybe you've got like an app review or a question or a comment or that sort of thing. And as Leo said, in just a moment, he's got at least sort of a solution.
I've got a solution that I'm pretty excited
about.
That
might help, Jim. Yeah. And, you know, you might just love it anyway.
I'm going to call myself a little later on.
Are you?
Yes.
You
before we do that, though, and before our app caps, let's talk a little bit about Rackspace.com, the open cloud company. Everybody's talking about cloud computing. You know, it's great if you're a developer and you want to deploy applications on the cloud. It's great if you want a website or an intranet as well as an internet website. It's great if you've got a database you want accessible to many locations. But I got to warn you, if you're going to use the cloud, you don't want to use a proprietary solution. It's a lock-in. It means you have to keep using that company. What you want is an open solution, and that's why I love Rackspace. They co-piloted the development of the OpenStack. They did it with NASA. And now they run the world's largest open cloud. What does that mean? It means you're not locked in. You're not forced to use a single provider. It's open source software that you can build on open standards, that you can build what you want, where you want, how you want it. Of course, when you're on Rackspace, you're backed by their world-renowned fanatical support, but you're never locked in. You could take your apps, your code, your websites, and move it between OpenStack-based clouds, public or private, on-premises or hosted. Open is better for business, and that's why you want to try it by going to Rackspace.com right now. In fact, you can download the Open Cloud right now for free, Rackspace.com/open. Rackspace.com/open. The Open Cloud awaits, my friends. And fanatical support and service, too, at rackspace.com/open.
Oh, this is going to be good. Leo's putting on one of his new hats. Oh, my. Oh, that's really nice. Look at you.
That's so the ducks won't know I'm here.
Oh, yeah. Well, I can't see you anymore.
I've disappeared, haven't I?
You have.
I'm in the duck blind, but no one
everything
knows.
Above your neck is now invisible. It just blends in.
Isn't that amazing?
The forest we're in.
If we were in a forest, it would.
Now, what about the nose area? Does that come up? That's just so you can breathe. Oh, that's your mouth. Oh, my. This is weird.
That's so I could say, hey, Vern, give me another piece of that chin tobacco.
This is odd.
It's very odd. This is one of the many hats that we received in the mail.
This is a new one as well. We had a whole hat.
Do they wear this on Duck Dynasty? You watch those crappy shows.
I do not.
I think they do.
I don't have any idea, but I like how it looks like you've got little ears.
I'm liking this. I'm wearing this to the club.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Your duck club. Okay. You know, that's obscene. That's just obscene. If you can't be a big kid.
By the way, Radford,
wearing your duck hat.
Radford just gave two thumbs up to Angry Grandma Run.
Okay, good. That's wonderful. So here's my, Radford is our, what's his official title?
I'm afraid this is actually going to scare the children.
He's new kid on the block.
I don't know. He's director of engineering.
Director of engineering. So you don't see him, but he's on the other side of a glass wall right now looking at
us. This is scarier than zombies.
Yes, I totally agree. Because you can run faster than a zombie. And
not necessarily. That's not been proven.
You look like a dirty Santa.
There's nothing Santa about this. This is just dirty. Okay, so here's what we're going to do. I'm going to ignore you for a couple of minutes,
okay. And
you're going to listen to my app cap. Now, I'm wearing a lovely hat. I think
that's much more appealing.
I think it is, right? I think it is. Not very zombie-like. This is from our latest iPad, our hat shipment that someone really nice had sent us.
I don't have his name, but he was very kind.
Very kind and really cool hats for the most part. And this app is going to make you go, aw, maybe more than any app before. This is the WWF Together app. Now, WWF used to be World Wrestling Federation, but it's also the World Wildlife Federation. So, you know, that's because that's how wrestling is now WWE. So WWF is all about wildlife. But this app is really well done. It's really, really beautiful. We We've got some music here. I'll go ahead and turn it down. We've got some animation as it's starting up here. Look,
does wildlife include ducks?
Yes.
I love ducks.
Well, I'm sure they love you as well. So the idea is that you were just...
Pandas!
I know, little pandas.
You told me there'd be pandas.
Yep, and there are. But it's not just about pandas. It's about all sorts of wildlife. So I go ahead and say I'd like to start the app. And now we start on... Oh, hey, buddy. This is the area on giant pandas. So the idea of this is it's probably a really good educational app for kids or adults. But it tells you a lot about the pandas and what the Wildlife Federation is doing in order to protect them. And, you know, if you're going to help out this nonprofit agency, how you could, where the pandas live, stuff, you know, just information about the giant pandas. You see this little, let's see if I can get it back. This little grid here, it sort of tells me, oh, this is where you scroll up and down for more information on the pandas. So this is really neat. You can see a variety of photos of baby pandas. Aww. I know, but it's not just about looking at, like, cute pictures of animals.
I can't remember. Are pandas cuddly or will they rip your face off?
They're super cuddly. Okay. They just want to eat bamboo. They're very docile creatures.
Docile, okay.
And so there are a lot of statistics about pandas. And, you know, the whole thing about the reason that the WWF exists at all is because there are
wrestling.
A lot of animals. No, I told you, it's not wrestling anymore. Oh, the okay. wildlife won that battle.
Kung Fu Panda doesn't wrestle?
Well, I don't know. I have no idea. But the idea is that, you know, these are endangered species. So this is stuff that you want to know about because these are animals that are threatened for a variety of reasons, you know,
right.
And a lot of this is like, it's not cute and cuddly stuff at all. For example, I was looking at, if I want to move on to a different animal, I'm looking at the pandas, I want to move over to like rhinos, for example. I love rhinoceroses, they're so cute.
Will rip your face off.
Well, they can.
Very deadly.
They
do not
can
mess with
be,
rhinos.
But they're also extremely...
they're not docile.
They're at risk because people will kill them
for the horn.
For their horns.
Yeah.
And it's just, you know, it's just really awful. So this is... It's a beautiful app. I absolutely love it. There's some multimedia aspects of it. There's sort of like game stuff. I can go ahead and like shake off a variety of rhino skin armor sensitive to feel bug bites. Ooh, yeah, thick skin kind of thing. It's just fun. This is just a neat app. I think that they put a lot of effort into making what sometimes I think people could shrug off as, oh, they just want to scare us into giving them money. You know, it's like a donation thing. But this is a really neat interactive app. And the app is completely free. So it's, you know, if you want to help WWF, they make it really easy. There are a variety of different links, you know, where you can sort of adopt an animal. Basically, you're sort of paying for an animal's well-being. You can donate. You can visit their website. You can share the app a variety of different ways. You know, follow them on social networks and stuff like that. But it's adorable. I mean, I'm actually a member. I donate to them annually.
I am too. We got to donate to the.
Yeah. So yeah. This is really nice. You got elephants. You got marine turtles. You got snow leopards, jaguars. Even the old bison. The old bison has a little area.
Did you know that more people are killed by hippos every year than by sharks?
I didn't know that.
2,900 people in Africa alone every year are killed by hippos. Don't mess with them.
Okay, I won't.
Pandas, I don't have the numbers for. By the way, thanks to Fred Manny of Bakersfield, California for the
hats. He's the one who gave the hats.
Yes.
Thanks, Fred.
Very nice.
You are great.
Very, very
nice. So that's my app cap.
Nice.
WWF Together is the name of the app, and like I said, totally free. I mean, even just for pictures alone,
well
it's worth
it.
A download, yeah.
So I have been talking for like months about the Apple should put phone service on an iPad mini.
Correct.
That, you know, I keep getting, my phone gets bigger and bigger. I don't want it to be more than 7 inches. But I think I could carry around a mini, have a tablet with me at all times. But if it had phone capability, I wouldn't need to carry the phone, and that would be a plus. The chat room has been suggesting a program called Talk-A-Tone. TalkAtone. And I've been trying it, and I have to say it is just as good as an iPhone.
Really?
On the iPad.
Ooh.
So there are a couple of things you need to know. First of all, it uses Google Voice. So this would solve our listener's problem if he had Google Voice and gave out that number.
Mm-hmm. Now there's he can hook up to his existing number.
Exactly. You can have your existing number ported to Google Voice, but I would suggest creating a new number. Make that Google Voice number be your one and only number from now on. And then in the settings, and by the way, this is free. Mm-hmm. In the settings of Google Voice, you could say, hey, when anybody calls that number, ring my home phone, my office phone, my cell phone, my iPad. You can also place calls from the iPad. Now, this is a free service, Talkatone. Google Voice is a free service. But there are ads in the Talkatone app. If you pay $20 a year, you get supposedly you get some higher quality with Talkatone, mm-hmm. Talkatone Premium. You can add you would add your Google account to it. $1.99 a month, 6 months, $10.99 a year, $19.99 for a Talkatone Premium subscription. I'm going to try it right now. I'm going to call from my phone. I am going to call my my Google Voice number, okay? And if all goes well, my iPad should ring. Either that or a guy named Ken will answer, which is for some reason something that's been happening on my Google Voice number. If Ken answers, you'll have to forgive me. I'll have a conversation with him. Like, how the hell did you get my number?
Weird.
Oh, I have to say my name. It's Leo calling. Okay, now, I'm calling my Google Voice number. Let me close this. My iPad should now ring. It worked the other day.
Well, hold on. It might just take a sec.
It does take a sec, I think.
Yeah. How many secs? Well, S-E-C-S. Seconds.
It didn't work.
Well, what do you mean it didn't work?
It didn't work. It didn't ring it.
Well, but you did the exact same thing the other day. Are you forgetting something? Were you supposed to like...
Gosh darn it.
Were you supposed to hit send? Were you supposed to hit send and you didn't?
No, it didn't. It's supposed... So here's the idea. Talkatone is basically a VoIP service. It ties into Google Voice. And by the way, this answers our other question because you can also get text messages on it.
Okay.
As long as you say that your Google Voice messages go to email. Now, that sometimes people don't want... I mean, your text messages go to email. Sometimes people don't want that.
Yeah.
But if you don't mind that...
You can always drop them into a folder.
Yeah, exactly. You should filter it and so forth.
Yeah, some sort of
action. But if you don't mind that, then you'll get text messages on here. You can send text messages. I'm not sure I want to show. Yeah, these have phone numbers, so I won't show these. But I can send text messages, so I can use my iPad to use Google Voice texting, can receive Google Voice texting, can place calls from here, can receive calls. And if you have LTE enabled on here, you can also do this on the road. You know, it's using Wi-Fi right now, which saves me a lot of money, but it can also do it on the road. Does the app need to be in the background? Let me try that. The app was running. Who knows? I think it's...
Do you have Do Not Disturb on?
It's my Google Voice account. Something weird is going on. Some guy named Ken has hijacked my phone number.
What? How does that work?
I don't understand it fully.
He's just in there all the time?
Sometimes if you call my number... Well, if you call my number, a guy named Ken will answer.
Well, that might not be Ken's fault. Maybe...
No, it's Google Voice's fault because he's getting very irate.
Well, this is a strange demonstration when you've got a Ken issue inside your Google Voice
account. So I think it's broken. I think it's broken.
Great.
But I was able to send and receive calls from Talkatone.
Okay.
I think it is just my Google Voice problem.
Weird.
I don't know what is going on. You're right. iPad 22457 in our chat room says you can't use this and services like Obihi. I had to turn off my Obihi service, which also uses Google Voice. You can't use more than one of these kinds of services with Google Voice.
So, all right.
But you could set up a new Google Voice number for this purpose, for instance.
Okay.
You could have your cell phone forward to your Google Voice number if you wanted. That way, you could turn it off and on, and when your cell phone rang, your Google Voice would ring, and mm-hmm. your iPad would ring. So to answer a couple of the questions that we got from email today, Talkatone would do it. It's free. Talkatone, the paid version takes away the ads, and they say gives you slightly better call quality, although you may not want that because it'll use more bandwidth.
Mm-hmm.
And so if you're in a bandwidth-constrained environment, you may say, in fact, you can in the Talkatone settings, now turn that quality down a little bit because I want it to be a better, more real-time call, things like that.
Yeah, there is the sort of thing I'm reading about now where it's
I know what
HD
it is.
Voice calling. It's the cool way of the future.
Do you have your phone with me?
Just less calling in general.
I know what it is. This phone is attached to Google Voice. That's why. So when I call from this phone, Google Voice says, oh, Google Voice is calling Google Voice.
Oh.
John, do you have your phone with you?
I can call you.
Or Chad, call the 302 number. My Google Voice number is a Baltimore number. I do that to put off predators like ducks, bears,
right.
Pandas.
Nobody knows
hippos.
Where we are here in Petaluma,
that
California.
That way they think I'm in Baltimore.
Can't find us
they
at
get
140
on the plane,
Keller Street.
They land in Baltimore. They say, where is 140 Keller Street? And there is none.
And then they go, oh, I guess I should just go home and put the gun away. This didn't work at all.
It's using the same functionality that lets you answer Google voicemails, calls in Gmail, exactly. The GChat functionality. So, are you calling me now?
It's ringing.
Okay.
Is your volume up?
I must have broken this somehow.
No, sorry, Mr. Call.
I'm getting text messages, so, and I see my call log has calls, so I'm not sure what I did wrong. You can do outbound calls as well, which is really cool. It has your contact list from the iPad, so you can do that. And you see if you look at the pad,
there we go.
There, now you're ringing.
Somebody's calling me.
Oh, look.
I wonder who that could be. Hello. And by the way, doesn't this look like a phone interface?
I don't know. Chad
won't
show it.
It looks just like a phone interface to me.
I'm talking to Chad. So that is pretty cool. This is an iPad using Wi-Fi. It looks just like your phone.
Yeah.
It's got I can do a speakerphone. I can mute. I can hold. I can add other calls and so forth.
It looks it's great.
It's turning my iPad. So if you put this on iPad mini for the emailer who's blind son wanted to use a mini as a phone, put this on your iPad mini, set up a Google Voice account, and you basically now have voice capability on your mini. I mean, this is really wonderful.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Talk a ton.
Did we just show Chad's phone number?
It's fine. It's a Google Voice number. I'll block anyone who tries to spam me.
Yeah.
We can.
By the way, that's another. Everybody should have a Google Voice number because it has features like that.
Yeah.
Where you can say if it's this person's my contact list, let them through. If not, have them announce or block or make them go straight to voicemail.
Yeah.
It's really a nice service to use. And I no longer give out a regular phone number. I give out my Google Voice number.
Mm-hmm.
So that way, when I do stuff like this or I get new phones, I can have those phones ring.
You know, it's going to come to you. You don't have to worry too much about that.
It's my
one-time
phone
thing,
number.
A new number or whatever. All right, yep. So that's Talkatone, which finally
U.S.
I finally
only.
Believe you. It works.
I'm glad somebody. They're telling me the chairman. This makes sense because this phone is registered with Google Voice. Google Voice said, "Well, he's calling from a Google Voice number. I'll just send it to voicemail directly."
I see. Like yeah. You were sort of in a continuum of.
I was in a Google Voice loop,
right?
And
yeah.
I don't know who Ken is.
You couldn't
but
get
Ken,
out.
I'm sorry.
Ken, we're so sorry.
I pray that Google does not.
You can use your anger to your advantage and build something.
Build something
with the energy
beautiful.
And the ire that you have, like maybe a beautiful fence.
Right.
Keep out zombies.
And you could, by the way, use Skype for the very same thing. So if you're tied into the Skype universe, that would also make your. In fact, with Skype, you could do video calls. You can do FaceTime, but FaceTime is app only allows you to call Apple devices.
That's right.
So
it
Skype
can be limiting.
Skype would let you actually call phones.
Cool.
Take incoming calls. So two ways to do this. I think Talkatone is pretty impressive. And you heard the quality was good.
Quality was good.
Yeah.
Sounded fine to me.
Yeah.
All right. That is it for this episode of iPad Today. Got a lot of apps. We talked about a lot of stuff
lot
in this
stuff
show.
Today.
It was chock full. So again, twit.tv/IPT is where you go to catch up on anything you may have missed. Or you want to watch again. I mean, you could watch this like four times. We get better. It's like an episode of Game of Thrones.
Well, it grows on you.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It grows on you.
We're getting better. Like a barnacle.
But it's kind of Stockholm syndrome.
Right. You end up saying, I'm starting to empathize with them.
It's so
even
sad.
Even though they're awful.
So pathetic that I'm going to pretend I like it.
Right.
Just to make them feel better.
It's a train wreck kind of a thing. Thanks, everybody, for watching.
That's
we'll see you next
nice.
Week on iPad Today.
Oh.